When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Ooh, Steve, you've never lived through a time when there were dating apps, did you? As a single person.
Yes. I don't think there were dating apps when I... Well, eHarmony?
Oh, yeah, and like Match was around, probably. Yeah.
Remember the grandfather would come out talking about eHarmony?
Yes.
I like that guy.
That guy, I'm telling you. There is an exclusive app called Raya. And... it's only got an 8% acceptance policy. So if you create a profile, there's only an 8% chance that you're going to be accepted.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
So it's got this like multifaceted process. And people mostly know about this as an app, a dating app for famous people, beautiful
people. Hot people and famous people.
Yeah. Mm. Even though the founder insists that the app is not for people that look a certain way or do a certain thing.
Okay,
buddy. Oh. Okay.
Sure.
Right. We don't want to make this exclusive to celebrities.
So it's been in the news a couple of times recently because here's how it works, first of all. So if you write a short bio and then if two people like each other, you get to chat. Okay. And then matches expire after 10 days. Okay.
Okay.
And it's only available on Apple. Ben Affleck was on this app recently and made the news because a young woman who he matched with, she didn't believe that it was really him. And then he hit her up on instant message, probably on Instagram, and said, hey, what are you doing? It's me. And so she posted this.
Which is rude.
Really rude. Because you're breaking that code of trust because this is an exclusive thing. These conversations should be private because that's how it's designed. They're asked to agree to a code of conduct, and the conversations are supposed to be strictly between you and the other person. So Matthew Perry apparently matched with this 19-year-old woman, and she was FaceTiming with him. So they were connecting through the Raya app, and then he was like, hey, let's just FaceTime and get to know one another. Well, he's 51. She's 19. She's claiming that she just decided to do this because she thought it was funny. But now, so she's this young TikToker. A friend took a clip of their FaceTime conversation. And he wasn't doing anything wrong.
No, he's just like doing a 20 questions thing that was like very simple.
Did
like
you watch
nothing
it,
Dawn? Creepy. Yeah. And I felt really bad for him.
Yeah, it seemed. But and then my understanding is then she goes on to say, as though she's doing some sort of good for the global society.
Yeah.
Like this was my part to make sure that people knew that older guys are trying to match with and connect with and date younger women.
I think it's and like what this just in is that like a news story?
What
like
celebrities going, date younger people?
Yeah,
and then it feels like she's trying to do a what's his face? Remember the dude from Dateline?
Yes,
Chris Harrison.
Yeah, like
not
setting
Chris
people
Harrison.
Up.
What's that guy's name? That was the name I had in my head too.
It's Chris something.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it feels like a setup.
And to catch a predator.
Yes. Catch a predator. Yes.
Well, it feels like he's being gaslit. Am I using that term properly?
Chuggy.
I don't know.
Chuggy.
Well, lied to.
Yeah. I mean, you're setting him up, and it's like really, when you make a comment or an accusation like he's doing something inappropriate, that's very, that can be very damaging.
For sure.
Chris Hansen.
Yes,
Chris Hansen.
Exactly. Thank you know, you. And that can hurt his career. That could hurt his family. Like,
yeah, because then he has to battle all these headlines now.
Right.
About this. And it's...
Plus, you know, it was like taken during a time, I believe, when he was single.
We
but
she's
just posting it now. And so the person that's with him that he's married to, I think.
I think they're engaged.
They're engaged. Yep. Like, it's just really awful for your 15 minutes of fame to go, mm-hmm. I'm really pretty.
And it happened last year. It's not even like this just happened. She waited a whole year.
Because she saw the other pretty girl get attention.
That's exactly right.
Oh, it's just gross.
And now she and the other pretty girl who matched with Ben Affleck. And why are you attempting to match with them if you don't have an interest in them?
Right.
To and say then, that you did.
And right, then, right, like, Sean. she's 19, right?
Yes.
She's 19.
She's 20 51. Now. She was 19 at the time of the interaction, yeah.
So then that's an... It just feels super setup-y, you know?
It
like,
does.
You're just trying to make somebody look bad and then paint what they did as inappropriate. And it's... Let me... my advice to celebrities would be don't get on any dating site ever and follow up.
I know. Well, this is bad for the app.
Oh, they're going to lose so many celebrities.
Yeah, they're going to be like, forget it.
They've ruined their brand because of these two girls.
Yeah, they should also, like celebrities, never send anyone a video message unless it's Matt Damon.
Or a text, message that is naughty.
It sucks for them because they can't be normal people. But you have to just meet people through friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And never text them. And just use a rotary phone to call them.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
That's the lesson we take away from this.
Yep.
Rotary phone, no communication other than talking.
That's exactly right. That's it. Write letters. Yes.
Or a pager.
People could always be recording
for the
you, too.
Rotary phone.
You know, like I could be on a date and the guy could have hit record on his phone.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Not
of
that
the
I have anything to hide.
Of course.
But when you're maybe having a couple glasses of Chardonnay, maybe you start to be
spill everything.
Back in the 90s. Oh, you know,
I met Garth Brooks several times.
I tell you, not only can he play the guitar. That's when her assistants come in. We got to take her home. Thank you. All right.
Is my shirt too low cut, you think?
Oh my God. Anyway, I just think this was really douchey.
Want a lady to tramp this onion ring? Excuse me.
Ew. Now this girl, by the way, said she kind of feels bad because he's a nice guy.
We're supposed to say, that's good.
Oh. Dawn, did you watch the video? Did you say you watched that video?
Yeah.
I did.
Because I wanted to see if he did anything really weird. Did was he has his hand on his, he's like laying down probably sideways in bed with his hand on his fist, you know, like leaned over, and he's laughing and like just being a normal guy.
Aww.
He's had enough problems as it is.
By the way, he's a year older than her father.
Well, I mean, that
might make it weird, but it doesn't make it illegal.
He doesn't know that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That wouldn't be my suggestion for folks, but
I want to know,
there's this line though between like being of age and then but still being young and close to that, it just feels like it's trappy.
It almost feels like, hey, watch this, I'm gonna try to match with this celebrity,
right,
even if they're, you know, a lot older.
By the way,
I
was on TikTok last night.
Oh yeah.
First time in a while, just like scrolling. I don't know if I like TikTok.
Oh, really?
Here's what I don't understand how to do, and maybe this would help me to like it more. I don't think I follow anybody, so maybe if I followed people, that would make a difference. But you're just getting hit with random videos, and some are so, just seem very douchey.
Mm-hmm.
Just
it feels like people are there to show off.
I'm super hot or we're super crazy. And then there's all these set up pranks, these totally set up pranks where the family members are acting like they're surprised. It's just a bunch of weird stuff. I think I just don't think TikTok, unless I need to learn to curate it better so that I'm not getting hit with a bunch of random ones. Now, when you find funny videos, there are funny ones. I like the dancing ones. Those are cool. But there are some that just feel really try hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's what happens when my mom sends me one and it's something cute that she would like. And I click on it and I don't log into it.
Yeah, right.
But I just, then it automatically starts playing another video that's very douchey right after it.
You know what this reminds me of? When we just had email and like your, you know, older aunt or your mom would send you like jokes. Like just, they would just forward you all these jokes and be like, please stop sending me this.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about the worst Facebook post ever. Which is like, copy and paste this if you really are my friend. You know, and there's all sorts of iterations of that garbage.
If you're really my friend.
Yeah, no, but seriously, and it's 40 and 50 year old people who are putting these out there, and it's just really feels.
And then you have to tag 10 other people. It's a chain letter.
Yeah, it's the equivalent. It's a modern day chain letter.
And it's just like very manipulative. Like, I am your friend, but I don't want to do this.
I'm not doing this. We're not doing this.
And why do they send it to you through Messenger a lot of times? Like, I'll get it through Messenger, and then they'll be like, post this, say three nice things about this, a person, a woman in your life who has influenced you.
And we're all like, no.
Nope, I'm not going to.
Not here, no, not now. Sorry. Don't you tell me what to do.
I don't know any women. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, it's so goodness. Fun.
Point of the story. Stay off Raya. Don't spend a ton of time on TikTok.
Yeah.
And call your mother.
Yeah, and get some fresh air. Thank you.
What if I can't get a hold of my mother because she's on TikTok all the time?
That's right. God. Mom, put your phone down.